Chazar zeichen nishab bachichas l'shagam v'am Yehuda mesech de Rosh Hashanah daf yud dalad. Zogt Gemara Brisa says, Rabbi Yosef Lili says, the pasuk of b'ospecha migornecha mi'ikvecha compares the gatherings to what is taken from the threshing floor, from the grain and from the wine press, meaning from the grapes. This teaches that just like grain and grapes grow from the previous year's rain and therefore are subject to ma'aser of the previous year, so too anything that grows from the rain of the previous year is subject to the ma'aser of the previous year. This comes to exclude vegetables, which grow from the rainwater of the current year and are therefore subject to ma'aser of the current year. Rekiva says, the comparison of the pasuk teaches that just like grain and grapes grow only on rainwater, and are therefore subject to ma'aser of the previous year, so to anything that all that grows only on rainwater is subject to ma'aser of the previous year. Excludes vegetables, which are watered with irrigation in addition to rainwater, and therefore are subject to ma'aser of the current year. What's the practical difference between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Akiva? So Rav Ahu said, it's a subject of a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that certain onions and Egyptian beans, which are normally watered, which one did not water for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, are considered to be the produce of the previous year, not of the coming year. So Rabbi Yosef would agree with this halacha because they only grew on last year's water. Rabbi Akiva would say they're considered to be the produce of the coming year because they are things that normally are watered as well. Our Mishnah then went into the last halacha and said, "Be'echa b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilon." Rekmer, why shvat Rosh Hashanah for the trees? So Rabbi Lazar, the name of Rabbi Shai, said, "Because most of the rain for the season has already fallen, and most of the winter is yet to come." The Gemara explains this to mean that even though most of the winter is still to come, since most of the rain has already fallen, the trees have begun to produce their fruit. Abraisa says Rabbi Akiva followed the chumras of Beishamim Beishilul by giving Meiser Sheni and Meiser Oni for an esrog that he picked on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, because according to Beishamai, that's the beginning of the next year, and therefore would have to give Meiser of that of the following year, of the new year, whatever the Meiser was. And according to Beis Hillel, the next year for these purposes doesn't begin until the 15th of Shvat, so therefore it's still part of the old year. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said he was not following Beishamai and Beis Hillel, rather he was following the meaning of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, who argue in a Mishnah. The Mishnah says Rabbi Gamliel says the esrog is subject to Meiser in the year that it is picked. Rabbi Eliezer says it's subject to Meiser in the year that it budded, like the fruit of every other tree. It's because of this machloikas Rabbi Akiva gave both maestros, he didn't know who the passing like. Rekmer, how could a Tanakam say that Rabbi Akiva was following the Chumra of Beis Shammai Hillel when a Braisa says one should not follow the Chumra of Beis Shammai, the Chumras of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Rabbi Akiva wanted to hold like Beis Hillel, but he didn't remember whether Beis Hillel said it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat or whether he said it's Tu B'Shvat. Therefore, he went Lechumra because he wasn't sure what Beis Hillel actually held. Fedek Gemara, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the only way we can say there's a difference between Rabbi Gamliel and Eliezer regarding an esrig that is picked on Rosh Chodesh Shvat is if we hold like Beis Shammai, because according to Beis Hillel, the growing and the picking happened before Tu B'Shvat, and therefore it all happened in the same year. So what was the previous teretz of the Gemara? Rabbi Chanina said we're discussing an esrig that grew before the 15th of Shvat of the previous year and was picked on the following Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So according to Beis Hillel, the growing and the picking happened in two separate years and is therefore subject to the machalik between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. So that has to be the case. Ravina said, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda actually said that the esrog was picked on Tu B'Shvat, on the 15th of Shvat, and therefore was subject to the machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. Because if you're following when it grew, it was last year. If you're following when it was picked, it's already Tu B'Shvat, it's already the next year. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Rahuna said, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that an esrog is subject to ma'aser when it's picked like a vegetable, its Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei like that of a vegetable. The Gemara of Shimon Lazar says in a Braisa that the Tu B'Shvat is the determining factor, meaning it's a Rosh Hashanah, for what Meiser is given for the fruits of an esrog tree when they're picked. Now Rav Gamliel is the one who says that we follow the time the esrog is picked, and yet Rav Shimon says that the 15th of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah. So he must have said it's according to Rav Gamliel. And so, Ibazo, you see that Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara must be the Rabbi Ravuna said that even according to Rabbi Gamliel, who says that an esrog is subject to ma'aser when it's picked like a vegetable, which means it's like a vegetable, still its Rosh Hashanah is Shvat like that of a fruit tree.